T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So here we go again, a wild card game as we get ready. Now, I have to admit, I thought they'd start start Severino. Were you surprised they start Severino?
A little bit. I can make arguments for both ways. Severino is their guy. He's going to be here forever. He is going to be their ace. If you don't let him start this game, then what are you saying to him? Also, he's pitched better the last couple of times.
Right.
I also think they deny it. They deny it. But I also think they're looking at Boston because
they don't want to say that. But and they wanted him to pitch there. But that's risky to do that if they feel, you know, if they thought he's the best guy. You don't want to lose this game, though.
Well, you don't want to lose this game, but everybody else is there. It's
right.
Not like
and
everybody
the three
else
guys
went
are
to
fairly
the...
close.
Right.
Right. But Severino, you know what? Here's why I would have gone half. He's the least likely of the three to blow up.
That's true.
That's the thing I'm looking for. I don't want a guy. I can live with a run. I can't live with five runs.
Okay.
I mean, so
but
that's
I don't think it'll ever get.
About.
It'll never get to five.
No,
runs.
But I mean, it could where you say, you know, it's 1-2-3, boom, home run, and then it's 4 runs, and you're out of there. Tonight, they all give up home runs. Everybody gives up home runs. We know
right.
that. So it can happen very quickly. But I just think that Severino's high game is better than his A game is better than Haps.
Right.
We know that. But and even Tanaka's best game is better than Haps. But they're also more inconsistent. I would have gone with the more consistent guy. Now maybe they worried about the A's being so right-handed. I don't know if that played into it. But they go with Severino. His last three starts is ERA's 2.04. He's pitched better. So, it's not like they passed over a great pitcher in any of the three guys. They're all comparable pitchers. I just would have gone with the most steady guy. They chose Severino. I can live with any of it, to be honest with you.
But the other guys aren't going to the movies. They're going to be there.
Right.
But I think if you pitch Hap tonight, you don't have him twice for Boston.
Well, that's true.
And
that's
they'll
true.
Say they're not, you know, you have to get through this game first, I understand. But to say that it's in a vacuum is also silly. And I think the right-handed lineup did a lot for that. And this is Severino's their guy. He's 23 years old. He's going to be their ace. If you're not going to give the ball to this guy who is becoming their ace, when are you going to do it? And everybody else is still there.
I also thought of this a little bit.
Okay.
Severino and Sanchez have been a little combustible. And now you got both of them there. Everyone in New York's holding their breath, hoping they don't see another reoccurrence.
Of what happened in Oakland?
Yes.
In case anybody doesn't know what Mike's talking about, if the two of them sat any further apart on the bench, one of them would have been in San Francisco. And it started because this was the first game back for Sanchez with Severino. Now, trust me, they've known each other since A-ball.
Right, they're buddies,
they're like
right?
Posada and El Duque,
right, so
who used to beat
time.
Up each other.
Right, right.
But they fight all the time. But it started because of signals. They were getting crossed up because Sanchez didn't realize that they had changed a lot of the signs or didn't remember them. I don't think that'll happen again, but
he also,
really ugly.
As we know, can drop a strike right
yes,
down the middle. We've seen that too. And I can't imagine what would be going through his head if he gives up a run early with a pass ball. I mean, his head's got to be in this kind of game would have to be on the moon.
Oh,
you know?
I think it probably would. But Severino always says he's actually the peacemaker between the two of them. He's the one that says he's really good and he understands me and it happens. It's baseball. And we've heard that before. But I wouldn't be surprised if later in the game, I mean, if something happens, you'll see a defensive replacement. This is one game. But I think it also is a chance for Sanchez to show that he is what they think he is. It's a big game for him.
Oh, I agree with that. And they're showing a lot of faith in him. They really are. Boone is. And the front office is. You know, I always... Susan's good at reading the players as far as their emotions and stuff through the years. And last year, sitting there and sitting close as I was, I could see that Severino was... Roger Clemens wired before the game. He was, forget it. I turned to who I was sitting next to and said, you're going to have a rough inning here. I could see how crazy he was warming up. It was like fume was coming out of his ears. He looked like Roger used to look, okay? And he had a rough first
with
inning.
The black
will,
eye
he,
light, yeah.
Will he calm, will he be more mature and more calmed down this year?
We're going to find out.
What do you think?
I think so. I don't know.
Have you seen him be more? My point is, you see him every day. Have you seen him mature a little this year where he relaxes better?
Well, you know, I'll tell you what it is. It's not relaxing. It's that he went through a, what you call a dead arm period, and he had to pitch with it. This isn't spring training where you can go and you can sit for 2 weeks. He pitched with it. He got his head handed to him a few times. He kept coming out. He didn't want to take an extra day. He didn't want any kind of special treatment. And he learned he can pitch with not his best stuff.
Which is important.
It's very important. Andy Pettitte.
You have to learn that.
Yeah.
You do.
Andy Pettitte said the year he, before he had his elbow surgery, he pitched with a bad elbow all year, and he learned he could pitch with not good stuff. And Severino has. By the way, don't underestimate the difference of who's sitting in the dugout. Aaron Boone is the calmest human being you've ever seen since Joe Torre. They're very, and Andy Pettitte once said to me, I said, aren't you nervous about this? And he said, well, I look at Mr. Torrey, and if he's not nervous, why should I be nervous? Aaron Boone has the same kind of demeanor. I think it helps a lot.
Well, I think that's one thing that has hurt a lot of young pitchers now. And Tommy Glavin and I discussed this one day, and he said to me, you know, when we were young, they'd leave us out there to get out of our own problems. They don't let these pitchers get out of their problems anymore. They pull them right out of the game. You got to learn how to get out of first and second, no out. And Andy Pettitte was great at it. I mean, he got out of first and second all the time. You got to be able to work out of a problem, and you know that if Severino had to do that a couple of times, he can't strike out 15 guys every time he pitches. So it looked the last couple of times like he was back on his game. Not the killer Severino, and he doesn't have to be the killer. He doesn't have to strike out every batter. He just has to not be where he's all over the place and he's hanging sliders.
He used his changeup a lot more in the last two games, and it was much better for him because the fastball is not where he wants it. The slider is okay. It's tumbling a little bit, but it's not as sharp as it was. But the changeup has been a really big pitch for him. Sanchez told me that when they were in A-ball together, his changeup was better than his slider. So this is a new kind of thing. So the two of them have this relationship. I think it's a big game for Severino, but if it doesn't go well early, he's out of there. They're not going to wait.
They can't
They're
wait.
Not going to wait.
Two runs is a lot now, and this A's team is good. You know, it's funny. We saw them in May, and I didn't know. I'm sitting there, and I'm watching them and saying, I don't know half the guys on this team, but this is a good-looking team.
You know what?
It was a very impressive-looking team.
You know what they do, and everybody says they do something. I was just talking to a couple of the A's people for pregame. They do something Yankees don't do. They hit home runs like the Yankees do. They move runners. They hit and run.
Right.
They bunt. They do all kinds of things to get the run in, and they hit home runs. And that's something that, you know, the Yankees are, if they don't hit a lot of home runs, they're not going to win because that's just the way they play. That's the way they're built. The A's are built for other things, and that's why I would watch a guy like Jed Lowrie, those kinds of guys that get on base and move people around.
He's hurt the Yankees, too. How about, we're talking with Susan Wolman, of course, you know, the voice. Is Gaudy crushed that he's not in this game, or is he taking it okay?
He's taking it okay. He's gotten used to it. I think he knew.
He knew McCutchen was going to be an everyday player.
Well, and it was at his expense, and he has not had a good year, and he knows that.
And McCutchen's has got on base like crazy. He walks all the time.
McCutchen has been a great addition to this.
425 on base percentage.
And he told me once after a game, I said, you went 3-2 a couple of times. He said, I went 3-2 all five times.
That's it.
He's very into that.
And he walks a lot.
I just had asked, you know, because Gardner, I usually talk the first day of a playoffs for Jeter for years, and now Gardner, and there he's not starting.
It's a tough one for Gaudy. You know, he probably knows this is last year, you know, most likely. And but he could have his moment somewhere along the way here.
Here's what will happen. I would not be surprised if at some point he's in the outfield. He's a much better outfielder than McCutchen is. So if they're ahead,
nobody
he'll be
plays
out there.
Left field Yankee Stadium better than Gardner.
Yeah,
nobody.
No,
he's brilliant. And, you know, I asked Cass if he's worried about being so right-handed because that I'm so used to, I want to see. And he said, no. He says, listen, I put the best players out there. I don't worry about it, and I think the game has changed a little that way. First of all, you can hit home runs here to left and left center, which you couldn't in the old days in Yankee Stadium. But still, you know, when you put a bunch of lefties in that batter's box, it scares you in big spots. I mean, because anybody can wreck the game, and, you know, from that side of the, you know.
The thing from the right-hander standing is that the Yankees have righties that hit the ball
they
to the
do.
Short
that
corner.
Helps,
so
too.
That
you have
helps
to
a lot.
You have to.
And you're going to have to. Stanton's going to have to do something, and Judge is going to, he's hit one home run since he's come back. He's going to have to do that.
And Didi's healthy from what you can tell?
Didi is healthy. Didi's.
He came back fast. Like he told you that day
he did.
That he was going to be back. I'm like, wait a second, the guy's been hurt for 24 hours, and he said, I'm going to play.
Well, he also was telling me how you focus, and that
give him credit. He came back in. Everybody should come back that fast. He came back in 24 hours.
Well, he did. He was in that lineup on that Friday. He told me that there's no problem throwing and hitting. He feels it because it's his top hand.
Right.
But he says, I know how to focus and I can play with pain. And maybe when he sits in the dugout, it's throbbing and he feels it. But when he gets in that batter's box, he doesn't look any different to me. You don't see him turning the wrists over. You don't see him giving little grounders. He's hitting hard shots.
You know, none of us thought, first of all, we all thought Bird was going to be a big player.
Yeah.
Okay, even Cash admitted today he thought Bird was going to be a big player. Now, Voit comes out of absolutely nowhere. The guy puts up a monster month. He has an OPS of 1.1. He hits a million home runs. He actually plays an okay first base. He's this monster. It's like Muscarin. And the dugout goes crazy every time he does something. They love him.
They love
so
him.
He's like, he's infected
he's
the team.
He's Shelly Duncan.
Yeah.
He's like Shelly Duncan,
yeah.
Like that same kind of thing. And you ride it. He's living the dream. Now,
oh,
by
my
the
God,
way,
living the dream.
He's not a kid. He's 27.
But he's
not
pounding the ball.
It's that this is everything, and he's coming from a place where he was pretty much told he can't play. And he gets here, and everybody said, you're giving up two pitchers for this kid who was in the minor leagues, and he'd come up, and they say he's a quadruple A player. Well, he's not. You do get to get better in this world.
Wow.
And you do and you get
amazing.
a little confidence.
He's in a wild card game, batting fifth. The guy got traded for Shreve.
For Shreve, no, and Giovanni Gallegos.
I mean, come on.
But
I mean,
whatever it is, somebody asked me, is he
Shelly Duncan? And he went back to the minors 2 weeks after he
yes,
came.
He did. Yes, he did. I give him a lot of credit. You know, this is a guy. But you know what? It's not
amazing.
A kid who's gotten success. He knows who he is. And
amazing.
He knows. Watch him. He doesn't just hit home runs. He hits all
no,
over the
he's
field.
A good
he doesn't
hitter.
Strike out. He takes
he's
his
320.
Walks. Yep.
He gets hits. He's been, not only that. He lights up the dugout every
he
time he does something.
He lights
something.
Up the whole place.
That's
you
what I mean. He's
by
one of these
smile.
Guys.
Yeah.
You know, certain guys, the whole place reacts to him. It's like, but you know the fans react, but the whole dugout reacts you know, every time he does
because
something.
Because he plays with a joy that only you'd only know if you have that kind of failure. And I think that's it. He spent so many years being told, you know, you're a AAA player and you don't belong in the major leagues. He told me last week, he said, you know, I've grown up a lot. Maybe I couldn't have handled this
wow.
when I was younger.
Well,
but
look at him
you know, God bless him.
Tonight
don't
he's
going to
see
it.
A New York night in front of a million people.
He can't wait.
I'm
he
sure.
can't wait.
He's
he said, I've heard about this.
In fact,
yep.
I'm going to be sitting there watching him because when he goes in the box, he's got to be thinking, look where I am. I'm in the wild card game at Yankee Stadium batting fifth.
He thinks it every day. He thinks it when he walks into the clubhouse. He thinks it when he puts on the uniform. He's something. He's terrific.
You know, everyone in baseball, I was watching the MLB Network earlier, and they said, you know, the Yankees might have the best bullpen in history. I'm saying, best bullpen in history? They haven't even had a good bullpen this year. I mean, so on paper, it's
on
all
paper.
These guys. But let's be honest, I don't trust any of them right now. Can Chapman, I know he told me yesterday that he's going to close Chapman.
Right.
The only thing is, can Chapman go in there and be Chapman or...
Well, which
you,
Chapman?
I don't know.
He's
I want the Chapman who's going to throw 100 miles an hour.
No, he's throwing mostly sliders.
Well, that's not Chapman
no,
then. That's not Chapman.
But if he gets it out, is it sliding?
Well,
is
you
it
know
Chapman?
What? Chapman's when you can't see it. That's Chapman.
But I think anybody can hit 100 miles an hour now. If it's not where you
some
want
some days you can't hit him.
Okay.
He's different. He throws different than anybody other than Nolan Ryan you've ever seen. When he's on, you basically hear it. You don't even see it.
Well, he's really worked on that slider a lot.
Is his knee okay or what?
It's not going to be okay. He's got right. tendonitis
I don't trust
in there.
Him. You trust Britton yet?
I did until the last time out.
I don't. And Robbie's, he got a sore arm. I don't know what the deal is with him. I trust him. So I trust his heart, but I think his arm is sore.
Well, I don't think it's sore. I think he's not 25 anymore.
Yeah, this time of year it hurts.
This time of year it does hurt.
And then
Betances,
as long as you don't tell him it's the ninth inning, it's okay. If you tell him it's the ninth inning, you know, all hell breaks
loose.
Now
you can tell with Betances, if he throws the breaking pitch and he gets strike one, it's almost like, okay, here I am. And if he doesn't, uh-oh.
So this is a long way from Yankee 96 bullpen.
Yes, it is.
I mean, a long way from the Nasty Boys or Yankee 96, best bullpen of all time. I'm like, are you guys kidding? I mean,
no, this
hasn't even been a great bullpen
no,
this
they
year.
Never saw Stanton, hey, Nelson, 96, Mariano.
Oh.
And then the one in 96 with Wetland on the other end.
Mariano
great,
and Wetland and having guys like
Graham Lloyd David Weathers.
Get out Klesko. Ryan Klesko didn't want to go near the batter's box with Graham Lloyd.
Very different. By the way, the other team on the other side is having the same conversations.
They got a good bullpen.
They have a good bullpen on paper. The last time the Yankees were in Oakland, they lit up Familia.
That's what
they
I mean.
Lit up Rodney. The only one they didn't touch was Trinan.
I don't trust Familia at all.
Well,
I would never trust Familia. No, there's nobody in New York who trusts Familia.
We've seen that act.
Yes.
The kid Trinan is supposedly really good. I see him walking Yankees every time I've seen
him. Like the Red Sox bullpen. I think that bullpen is a house of cards. If the Yankees can get there, I think this game's a tricky game. I think the Yankees win this game. They're going to beat the Red Sox. I think the Red Sox bullpen and Sale are a little iffy right now.
I think they can beat the Red Sox also, yeah. But the bullpen you're going to see is not going to be what you think it is. It's going to be Eduardo Rodriguez. It's going to be Stephen Wright. Maybe even
Eovaldi.
And then maybe go right to
Kimbrel.
To Kimbrel, who
I'll tell you one thing
one
I saw yesterday. And I don't know. I mean, I know a lot of these A's now the last couple of months on paper. I don't know a lot of them. But I watched them yesterday in their workouts and their interviews. They're not scared.
No.
They're not scared a little. I mean, I've seen teams come in here. We've seen the Minnesota Twins come in here scared.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen teams come in here scared. This team is not scared.
Do you know what they remind me of? They remind me of that team. Remember when Eric Chavez was playing third base and we went out there and on the scoreboard they said, this is our time.
Yes.
And the Yankees went, excuse me? I'm like, we're not ready for that. But it's that group.
This is a good team.
It is a very good team. And the manager's done an unbelievable job of doing this, what he has done. He's got a whole new pitching staff, a whole new group of starters, a whole new group of relievers, and he's taken kids like Chapman and Olsen. Chapman might be as good a third baseman as there is in the league.
He is good.
And the kid in center field, Laureano, oh my goodness.
A very good team.
It's a very, very good team.
Who are you going to talk to next year? No Socha? No Buck? You know?
No Molitor?
I guess Madden might be going to the Angels.
That was the thing. No Buck.
No Buck, Gibbons. No Buck.
No, I said that to Ron Gardenhire.
Right.
I said, you know, there's nobody I can go
no
and sit
Molitor.
On the couch anymore. And
right.
he said, well, come talk to
no
me. And I
Socha.
Said, you're here once. No Socha.
No Socha.
It's very different. We're all getting to be dinosaurs.
Yeah,
we're all going to have guys with little iPads sitting
in
remember,
we broke in with those guys. So, you know, we got to remember that, too. You know, it's been a long time.
I know.
We were here with Buck.
We were here.
I was here when Socha was playing.
Right.
He's beating Gooden with a home run.
That's exactly right.
88.
We were
the
here.
Home run that killed the Mets
That's
was
exactly
hit by Mike Socha.
Wasn't that the year the Mets had beaten them 10
yes,
times
11
in a row?
11 out of 12.
11 out of 12, and
yes.
then Socha comes in and does
and
that.
Mike Socha, the home run that destroyed the Mets franchise.
We're getting very old.
Yes, we are. Enjoy, Susan.
Thank you, Mike.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.